and reach us where we're at today, Lord. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Good morning. Yeah. My title about the sermon this morning about God is the source of our hope. We are already reading, we are already watching, we are already hearing about the skit from Samantha. Thank you. I just think when I prepare about this sermon and Pastor Ross asking me, so what the next? What do you think about? I said, what do you think? I asked her back, and then she said something. I said, yeah, that's what I want. I want to say it, but I don't want to ask her to do something with the people. So because she knows better than me about, oh, you do this one, you do this one. But she just said, oh, so we have connect spirit about, yeah, that's what I want. And then Samantha just give a sample exactly what's going on. Not exactly, but almost the same. Not the broken with the bleeding, you know, but it is, we know about the Mark 2, verse to 12, about the paralyzed man. He said, about a few days later, when Jesus again entered the Capernaum, I look at it, about the Capernaum mean is about the fillets of comfort. The fillets of comfort. I said, what does that mean, God? And you know what? Sometimes we fall senseless with the so-called comfort zone, right? We always comfort zone. We always feel, oh, I'm safe. I don't have to do anything. I have a job. I have income. I can pay the bill. The comfort zone. But sometimes God bring us to take out our comfort zone. So we feel about sunless. So we need to be awakened by with something uncomfortable. Right? That's happened with us. A baby. Sorry for Samantha, for Sin, for Abby. But I want to tell about a baby will wake up if they not comfortable. They pee, or even with the pampers. He cried. She cried. In the middle of the night, she hungry. She feel uncomfortable. She crying. The same thing with my wife. If she, not because of the, she need the meal or pampers, or no. But if she feel cold or she feel too hot, she always say, dear, can you turn on the AC or can you turn off the heater or something like that? See, easy. If she doesn't, when she always, she sleep so well, but if when she uncomfortable, she will wake me up to do something. But it doesn't apply to my wife, to my life. Because even the light or thunder, whatever, boom, I'm snoring, just keep snoring. It doesn't bother me. But if the softly sound of my wife whisper, dear, please wake up. That's what she said, wake me up. Because even only softly whisper, yeah, please wake up. It's something happened. I just wake up. Can you imagine if her sound like thunder boom or lightning in the middle of the night? Yeah! I just jump out of the bed, maybe. But sometimes God allow us to be tempted. So allow us to be realize that easy to fall and we are weak. That's why on Jeremiah 17:7 they said about but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. And the other thing on the second For second on the Mark 2, they said about, they gathered in such large number that there was no room left, not even outside the door. This means it's jamming. Cannot move bumper to bumper. Cannot move forward or anything. Sometimes we have these situations, right? Looks like we cannot moving. We don't have power. We don't have money. We don't have idea. We stuck. But what they did, when the session stuck, they said, some men come bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. When I was going to the seminary in Indonesia about the Bible, the number four interpret as a gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But can interpret about the friendship as of friends. That's why when we stuck, we need a gospel. We need the word of God. And sometimes God use our informant, our friends, our spouse, our pastor, whoever. God can use everything and anything in our life. Amen. My wife, she always pray for me for 20 years. Her prayer never changed me for 20 years. Because sometimes God changed my mind. So I see, like last time my sermon about the priority. Before, my priority life is a Facebook. Wake up, Facebook. Before going to the bed, Facebook. In the middle of the lunch, Facebook. In the middle of dinner, Facebook. Because Facebook is, yeah, that's why. This is my priority before. And then, by her, she changed me. Before, wake up, do Facebook, but now I do devotion first. I do devotion and I share. But she always asking more and more. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. She asked me, can you pray for me every day, every morning? She asking me for 20 more than 20 years, right? More than 20 years. It never happened. Now you are a pastor. There will be change. Not change. Still the same. For 20 years. But after that, God put me. Why? Why you don't change? That's a good thing. And I changed. After I changed my mind, God walked with me. And then every morning, I wake up, I pray for her. I blessing her, and I tell my wife, my kids, kids, if you leave the house, please wake them up. I will send you a blessing. No matter what, I'm in the middle of snoring, you wake me up. If I just sleep 30 minutes, you wake me up. When you want to leave, going to school, going to work, or doing something, wake me up. I will send a blessing. So, your spouse, your friend, never ask somebody to change. But by someone, maybe you can change your life. In these questions, the paralyzed, for goodness, they have friends. Can bring. The friend want to help, but they find a problem too. They're stuck with the crowded. They cannot move in. But never give up. He climbing the roof, digging. They said what? On the first four. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered that mat the man was lying on. Our informants, our friends, really affect us. In my country, they said, if your friend is with a fisherman, you will be smell like fish. That's my country. I don't know in America. If you friend with, I don't know in American joke, but in Indonesia, if your friend is a fisherman, you will be smell like a fish, because what your friend is. If you want to see somebody, you just see who his friends, right? So in the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15:33, they said, "Do not be misled, but company corrupt good character." If one from the house, the parents teaching you something good, but if your friend is the wrong person, not the wrong with the wrong time, they'll be making you bad. Our influence will be leading us to God. All right. So sometimes when we want to get close to God, there are many temptations and challenges can be informant or people around us. Now, like I said, I'm happy because I have the fourth wife who always support and has faith in me. Even for 20 years, she wait. That is mean when we put hope, we need one word. They call it faith. They call it faith. Because without faith, we cannot see God. If we cannot see God, we cannot see hope. Does it make sense? With faith, we can see God. When we can see God, we can see hope. Because in God, they have hope. I don't know what you struggle about, but believe me, He cares about us. He cares not about our condition, about our body, about our situation. The big thing, the serious things, He cares about our sins. That's why Jesus said, "Your sins are the erased. Your sin already forgiveness. Your sins already take away." Sometimes we hopeless because I'm a sinner. How come I can serve to God? I'm a sinner. How come I can be helped with God? He is holy. I'm a sinner. But the Bible says, sons, daughter, your sins are forgiven. For the money, if you don't have it, as long as you have a job, you get the money. Right? I said to my sibling in Indonesia, in America, is the thing is I like, as long as I want to walk, I want to do anything, I will get money. That's what I say to my sibling in Indonesia. In America, the best thing in USA, if you want to do something, you want to do anything, you can get money. Anything. You cross the street, I mean, you sweep the street, you want to do anything. On the snow, you knock the door. In my house in the snow. Somebody, the kids always knock the door. Can I clean up your snow? $5, $10, $20. As long as you want to do something. But for the sin, only God can do it. Even we do something good, no, it doesn't erase, it doesn't erase your sin. But only God can erase it. Only God can forgive your sins. Once again, in God, we have Hebrew 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. As long as we still believe and rely on God, means there is still hope. Keep that excitement. Never give up. Because God never give up on us. God bless you all. And I pray faith to get hope, to get hope, to see God, have faith. When you have faith, you have hope. And the other thing, on the 1 Corinthians 13:13, they said, three things: faith, hope, and love. After you have faith, you will be have hope, and you have love. When you have love, and you have to share the love to each other. That is the Bible said. Amen? Okay. God bless you all. I say to you.
Melky, you said in the beginning of your sermon, you said that the number 4, when you were studying in Indonesia, was special. That number was special. It stood for the 4 Gospels.
Yeah.
But in this story, you said the 4 people, but you said it could also be...
They have... the Bible, sometimes they have dual...
more than one meaning, yeah.
They can say about the gospel, 4 is gospel, because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and
John.
And the other thing is a friendship, because that's why 4 is a friendship. In Indonesia, they call it sekawan. This is when 4 people together is more like a chair, like a table. They have 4.
4 legs on a table?
Table more is
sturdy.
Yeah, more is a strong. There are only 3 legs. That's in my country.
That's what they said. Okay, I was just asking about that. Yeah, that was interesting. That was new to me. So if you would, with me, take out this piece of paper. It's in your bulletin. And there's a picture of the 4. They have ropes. They're lowering the paralyzed man down. And so the questions we have, it says, where do you fit in the story? Do you feel like you're the paralyzed man? Nydia says yes. Do you feel like you're one of the friends? Are you the people in the crowd that are blocking people from getting to Jesus? Are you Jesus? You're like, hey, I can help you. Where do you fit in the story? That's the first thing to think about. And the second question is, who do you know, and maybe it's yourself, but who do you know that needs Jesus' healing and power? These 4 friends trusted that if they could just get their friend to Jesus, Jesus would take care of it, take care of him. Who do we know that needs Jesus? And then maybe we know they need Jesus, but maybe we don't really think it's going to make a difference, you know? So it's kind of asking those hard questions. Do you really trust that Jesus is their only hope? Apparently, in Melky's sermon this morning, Vina kept praying for 20 years, right? For change. She didn't give up. And then the third one is, we often carry others to Jesus by praying, and that's a great thing to do, and we should pray. But aside from prayer, what other action steps might God be calling you to do? These four guys didn't just pray for their friend, they like put some muscle in, right? What tools has God already given you for this work? There's a couple times in Scripture when Moses has to take the children, or is supposed to go before the Pharaoh, and he's really worried about that. And God says, what is in your hand? You already have something that you can use. It was a staff. When the little boy or when the disciples came to Jesus and they said, everybody's hungry here. And Jesus says, well, what do you have? So God often equips us, gives us tools. So this question is, what tools or what has God already given you to be able to carry others to Jesus? So we're going to take a few minutes, about 3 or 4 minutes, and I would like you to sit with this paper, with the scripture, with Melky's sermon, and with the Holy Spirit. And I'd like you, if maybe God will give you a different question, I don't know. But I'd like you to sit with that for a few minutes and think about, what is the Spirit inviting you to do? Because what we do know is that we are not stuck. Even if we feel like we're stuck, we're not stuck. And God will always provide a way when we ask. And so this is time for you to sit for a minute and ask. And then after a few minutes, Mark will come up and lead us in our prayer time. So I'm going to pray for us as we listen. God, as we come before you and as we sit with this story, with these passages, what do you want us to see? I pray that you'll take away distractions and help us to be able to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.